Yeah, I can understand where they're coming from. This was brought to my attention there recently, and obviously immediately I brought it to the attention of Irish Water. And what they've done there at the moment, they've taken my concerns on board, and from yesterday they're now mixing the Greencastle water with the Redcastle water supply, and hopefully over the next few days people will see an improvement in the colour of the water. Unfortunately, a lot of this came about from we were taken to the public service centre in Carndonagh there approximately 3 weeks ago by Irish Water, letting us know the concerns we were having with the Loch Fad in terms of water levels. It had decreased quite significantly by 79 inches. So they had to take some drastic measures. And over the last few weeks in Greencastle, the Greencastle water supply was standalone. And I suppose with that happening and the fact that the water was coming from the, you know, down from the rivers, that caused the water to go that particular colour. But hopefully now, with the blend of water that's happening there, that people will see a change over the next few days.
But we know what happens most summers. Are, should we not be kind of looking at the wider picture here?
Well, the wider picture is, and I can tell you, I mean, this is something that's been ongoing here, not just in terms of colour, but this has been ongoing quite a while. People with other concerns as well in terms of the quality of the water. And I would have, I have been working very, very closely with Irish Water over the last 2 years, and they now have a new system. They're now putting in a new system which will be installed, and that's actually up and running at the moment, where the water will be coming directly from the Pollen Dam to Greencastle, and the cost of that particular project is $5.8 million. And now when you look at $5.8 million, you would understand that it's quite a large project, and they're hoping to have that completed by December of 2018. But I was speaking to a few people within Irish Water, and they tell me that maybe they might have it ready maybe June or July of next year. And hopefully the conversation that you and I are having here now at present, that will be long gone, because we will then have a good quality of water coming directly to Greencastle. And, you know, that is what's needed, and that's what, in my opinion, should have been there a number of years ago.